Magic in the Morning with Taylor Swift, 20 after 9. We nailed it on the button, and at the same time we get here, we have a break in the clouds out there, a little bit of more sun. Winds are going to be blowing today. Enough of that. We got a bunch to celebrate. We told you we had some fine folks in here. We have Patrick Rainville, head coach of varsity basketball at the Academy. He's also associate athletic director. And with us, we have Rex Hauser and Carrick Meadows. We'll start off with Coach Patrick. Good morning to you. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Well, I really dig this kind of stuff. So what we're here to talk about, folks, is milestones that both these fellas have achieved. First off, Patrick, it's my understanding... Well, first off, we had Ethan Lucier in a week or so ago, and I didn't know this, but you coached him.
I did. I had the opportunity to coach him his freshman year at LI, so it's pretty cool to see three guys that I've been able to be connected with achieve that milestone.
Yeah, the milestone is over 1,000 points in their varsity careers, and these milestones are just absolutely crazy. Patrick, did you ever hit 1,000?
I did not. Actually, I came up 28 points short, so pretty close.
But. Well, that's more than I ever did. I was always the manager on JV varsity over here at Linden Institute. So, I mean, obviously, you're proud of these two fellas, huh?
Tremendously proud, not only of that individual, those milestones that they've accomplished, but also just the leaders they've been for this program.
And they didn't do this alone. It takes an entire team to make this happen, because you got to have good defense, you've got to have assists, and so on and so forth. But you also got to practice to beat the band, don't you?
Of course. And as you said, it's a team game, and so many people have played a role in helping them achieve this milestone, and they know that as well. We've had great teammates throughout the program, and really proud of the whole program for the season that we had this year.
Now, as we get ready to talk to Rex and Carrick over here, you and I were talking just before we went on the air. This isn't something that happens every season, is it?
No, certainly not. The last Academy 1,000-point scorer was, I believe, in 2020 with Logan Wendell. And so to have two in the same season is also extremely rare.
Yeah, well, when I reached out to Steve Legge and to you, I thought it was just one, but to have two in one season is pretty darn sweet, isn't it?
It is, and I'm not so sure that has happened at St. Johnsbury. This might be a first.
You missed it because you were looking at me, but I just saw a fist bump back there. All right, Coach, thanks for leading us off here. So let's start off with Rex. Come on over here, my friend. How you doing this morning, huh?
I'm great. Thank you for having us.
Well, you aren't upset that we got you out of your A block, are you?
No, not at all.
So, Rex, I'm going to ask you the question first off. Has it hit you yet that you've achieved the 1,000-plus point milestone?
Yeah, it took a little bit because we still had the season and playoffs to prepare for. But now that the season's done and it's been a little bit, it's definitely hit me, and it feels amazing.
I'm going to leave that number to you. Tell our listeners out there, your friends and family, how many points you ended up with in all 4 years.
1,017, so I just got over it.
That is awesome. Now, I asked you, how did things start off? First year, second year, third year, how did we do?
Yeah, so freshman year I was on varsity, but I didn't get a lot of an opportunity, so I only scored 12 points that whole season. And then fast forward to this year, my senior year, I scored almost 500. So it was a crazy journey for me.
Well, that means you got almost half of them in this final season.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of folks to credit on the team, don't you? And
yeah,
Obviously your coaches. So I'm going to give you a chance to do that now. Who?
Yeah, so first off, Will Eaton, he doesn't score like a lot, so he's our energy bug. So on defense, he gets all the steals, and he was second in assists behind Carrick over here. So big shout out to those two, Will on the defensive end, and then Carrick with all the assists to me.
Feels good, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, it does.
He's smiling to beat the band over here. So I'm going to ask you, I mean, this is your senior year. Have you made up your mind yet what you want to do after the school year is over?
Yeah, so it's not actually going to be basketball. It's going to be baseball for me. I'm going to the University of Maine to play baseball.
That's awesome. So baseball is your number one?
Yeah.
And how'd you do this year?
Well, I'm looking forward to the season coming up, but last year was a really good season for me. On the mound, I only let up one earned run all season, and at the plate, I batted around 330, so it was a good season there, too.
I'm going to give you something to chuckle about, okay?
Yeah.
You ready for this? You're not going to believe this. I hold a record here in Linden, Little League Baseball. I was a pitcher. You know what the record I hold?
What is that?
I am the only pitcher ever to throw one over the backstop. I am not making that up. I truly did it. I lost control of the ball on what I thought was going to be a fast pitch. Now you know it wasn't my game, right?
Went
right over the backstop. You want to shout out to anyone else while I got you here before we switch over?
Yeah, I mean, Coach over here, he spends countless hours in the gym with us. He's always on us to get in the gym more. And any time of the day or night, he's there for us. So whenever we text him, can you come unlock the gym for us? He's always there for us. So Coach for sure.
Well, and you told us, too, leading into this, and we're going to switch to Carrick here soon, but you came from a small town to go to the academy, didn't you?
Yeah, I started out in Randolph. I grew up in Randolph, so I came here for my freshman year, but playing middle school, it was the COVID season, so we only had 5 middle school games against, like, the same team a few times in a row. So coming from that small environment to here was a huge change. So the journey has been crazy.
Well, you adapted very well, and the point total shows that.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
Right, there's Rex Hauser, 1,017 points. Carrick Madoc now, my friend. And are you upset we got you out of school today?
I'm not upset.
You guys were hanging out here, and you got to watch us do the 9 o'clock news, but... So your story's a little bit different than Rex's over here. You've been playing all 4 years varsity, right?
I have, yeah.
But you two have the same story. You came from a small town too as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I started off at Twinfield, so I'm from Marshfield, and I played my 8th grade season on varsity there too, actually. So I got my 8th grade and freshman year there.
Holy smokes. And then you came to the academy?
Yeah, my sophomore year.
All right, so let's do a breakdown here. First off, you tell us your point total, and then let's break it down by year, okay?
So I finished with 1,081.
Dang it. You're proud of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's a great milestone. So let's start out with freshmen and work our way up through. You had a much better first year, though, right?
Yeah, so my freshman year I was over 300, and then I was kind of around that for the other 3 years.
All right, so what game did you hit the 1,000 in? Do you remember?
It was at Mount Mansfield, MMUOA.
Did they raid the court and come down and give you
Unfortunately not, no, but it was cool. They stopped the game and announced it and got to hug all my coaches, all my teammates, so that was super special.
That is way cool. So both of you fellas have done this for the first time in many years, and you too, I'm sure, have a lot of folks to thank as you've been through the years here.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank Patrick Rainville. You know, Coach Rainville is always there for us, you know, in the morning. Even this morning, we were in there at 6:30 this morning getting some extra work in. But all my coaches, all my family, all my friends were just pushing me to accomplish my goals.
Couldn't have done it without the team, could you?
Exactly.
All right, now, if I remember right, I asked you what your plans were after graduation. Mm-hmm. You haven't quite made up your mind yet?
Not sure where I'm going, but I know that I'll be playing next year.
And you'll be doing basketball.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your thing. Do you do any other sports?
I do not
sports?
Play any other sports, no.
Maybe that's why you're so dang good at it. Anyone you want to shout out to here?
I just want to shout out all my friends, all my family, you know, everyone who's helped me get to this place, and super grateful.
1,081 points. Way to go. Coach, come on over here and we'll get this thing buttoned up. You know, these guys could stand here with us all morning long and tell us more and more about this story. Where do you want to go?
Man, once again, just proud of the season that they put together, but also having coached them, and they also mentioned Will. Those three have been just huge leaders for us these last 3 years, and to end with a trip to Patrick where we were trying to get to the last couple of years to get there, they've really helped move the program forward, and we want to keep it going, so...
Well, and you have someone to thank, too, because you work with your dad.
I do, and tremendously thankful to have that opportunity to be able to spend so much time with him in that setting. And, you know, both him and my mother were longtime coaches. So just as much as it's important to recognize my dad, obviously, also I have a lot of respect for, you know, my mom and her journey through coaching and what she's done for me as well. So
well,
couldn't be happier for both of them.
A team sport is a team sport, whether it's a family or whether it's a team itself, which is a the family, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys before you leave here, the Lady Toppers got a big game coming up tomorrow. What do you think?
They sure do. They're going to keep it rolling. They've been playing great basketball all year, and we're looking forward to being there for them with all the support possible.
All right. So the game is going to be played at home. It's going to be at 1:30, is that right?
That is correct.
All right, so that's tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. BFA St. Albans coming to town. You guys are fabulous. I really enjoy doing this. I am so glad that you guys could come in. Rex, the best in your journeys. Carrick, best in yours. Congratulations from all of our listeners, okay?
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. More than 1,000 points. Keeping it live, keeping it local. Magic in the Morning rolls on with requested music from Rex and Carrick. It's Carly Rae on Magic 97.7.